Welcome to the Mode Knit Yarn Podcast. In each episode, Annie Modisett, that's me, or Kathleen Pascuzzi, my partner, or both of us will chat with some cool person from the knitting world. Someone you may have heard of, or perhaps just someone down the street who we think you'd enjoy meeting. We start our podcast adventure with an interview with one of our favorite male knitters, Daniel Beasley. Daniel's a member of our local Twin Cities knitting group, and he's just a great guy. In this episode, we chat about pets, drag queen names, family history, current projects, and, of course, knitting. We also eat a lot. Quiche, cookies, and drink a lot. Tea, mimosas. So be prepared for some clinking glasses and scraping plates. You may want to grab a snack along with your needles and tool of choice to fully enjoy this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for downloading it.
Yeah.
Flossing is such a huge thing, and none of us do it well enough.
Properly. Yeah. My husband does.
Oh, we already recording?
I know he flosses regularly.
I turned it on just to get levels, see how we're doing. At a certain point, I'll introduce us and cut out all this crap at the beginning. Daniel, you would like to introduce yourself?
Already?
Yeah. Say who you are.
I'm Daniel Beasley, and I am a knitter, so I... knit with you guys from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the Rovers Knitting Group. And I also knit with a couple of my male friends. We've got a gay men's knitting group that I participate in.
Nice.
I love them.
Yeah, you came over for...
Gay men's knit night.
Gay men's knit night, that's right. And what's funny is we don't even... We used to have a meetup group, and now we've got... it's all done through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have enough... bulk, critical mass to keep up a
Meetup started this thing where they would charge you.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. Because when Meetup first started, you didn't have to pay. And then if you wanted to keep your Meetup, you would get to pay them like $25 a year or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I think, a nominal fee, especially if you've got a group of 30 or something. But we've got 5 people, so.
And I mean, for like our group, because our first knitting group in New Jersey was just, it was just really casual. Just a bunch of us getting together. And so in that kind of case, like, well, who's going to pay the $25? You know, and you're going to like ask them and give me $5.
Right.
It was just, too like, you know, I'm only here once a year.
Yes.
And I'll give you $450, you know, and it's Jersey too. So, you know, there's that. And someone's going to get their Facebook.
That's what we needed to do. We needed to find a godfather to be our sponsor.
I was going
to
say to enforce the knitting group rules.
Yeah, to pay for the meetup. So we can say
that's right.
This meetup is sponsored by
John Gotti,
Louis the Knife. Jerry, my husband says that my mob name is Annie Two Cabs.
Two cabs.
Two cabs.
Two cabs.
Do tell.
I will. It was Andy's birthday, and only at that point in her life she was still Hannah, my daughter. And so she was going to be 5 years old, I think. And I used to be a mystery shopper.
That's right.
Yeah. I was a mystery shopper for a company that's actually based in Minnesota. But I was mystery shopping in New York and New Jersey, so there you go. And one of my mystery shops was going to this bowling alley, Cosmic Bowling, in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And they picked me because I had kids. They wanted me to do like a kids bowling special, whatever. So I took my daughter and son, you know, for her birthday. It worked out perfectly because it was like a 2-kid thing, you know, and it wasn't a party. It was just a little bowling thing. So we took the train into the city. We lived in New Jersey. We took the train into Penn Station. We got out and we got in a cab, and the cab started going, and I realized the cab driver had no idea where he was going because he was like going uptown and we need to go downtown.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, no, I need to go to Broadway on 23rd. And he's like, going to Broadway on 73rd.
Oh, my God.
So I said, listen, just pull over. I'll pay you. Everything's fine. You know, because I just didn't want to argue with him, especially in front of the kids. Because, you know, they don't need to hear that language at that point.
Yeah.
Let him go until they're 8 or 9. That's what I say.
Damn it.
So I paid him, and we got out of the cab, and then we went across the street, and we got in another cab. So when we came home, Jerry said to the kids, how was it? Did you have a good time? And I expected the kids would say, well, it was great. It was the most fun. And they were both like, we took 2 cabs. So I became Annie Two Cabs.
Oh, my goodness.
Jerry said, well, you know, kids, your mom has taught you a lesson here. Always switch cabs, so that way they can't follow you. Like, great.
Very good.
how many of my family's been in jail, and now we're starting this thing.
Very funny.
Yeah, only in the hills, the hill people don't take two calves.
Okay.
It sounds like a good tough nickname there.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, two calves.
Yeah.
So what would yours be, Daniel?
Oh, God. Have you guys heard of the way to make your drag queen name?
No, but I've heard of several, based on...
The street, your first pet of the streets you lived on.
That's your stripper name,
okay.
Right? Well, this one is somewhat similar. My drag queen, well, I've heard drag queen name is first name of your first pet, mm-hmm. the name of your first pet, and your mother's maiden name. So mine is Duchess Wetherington.
Not a mob name,
but... Not a mob name.
No, it's definitely not a mob name.
Well, from mom name, you just be the Duchess. Because you'd be like the toughest gay guy in the group,
that's
so they
right.
just call you the Duchess.
The Duchess.
And nobody would
and
mess
would
with
love
you.
It. Love it.
I don't know, we gotta run it by the Duchess.
How about you?
So, your first pet you owned on your own, or...?
Oh, well, you know, or your mob name.
Whichever one works
well,
best.
Well, I was going to say, because Miss Pris Taylor, which
oh,
actually
yeah.
is kind
Miss
of a...
Miss Pris Taylor.
Is kind
wow.
of a really good
That's really good.
Name.
That's really
Miss
nice.
Miss Pris Taylor, yeah. Because my stripper name is Pookie Broad.
Oh...
Well, Pookie was a cat
yeah.
that we had, and Broad Street.
Oh, okay.
So,
mm. yep.
The name of your first pet, and that was
oh,
a big
sure,
pet growing
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
because I think that's funnier than Miss Pris Broad.
Oh.
Miss Pris Taylor.
But I
much
like Miss
better.
Pris Taylor,
yeah.
yes. There's a little bit of consonants to that.
Yeah.
Miss Pris Taylor. It'd be really fun with a list, too. It'd be
yeah.
really
well, when I do my... late night talk show, tired old queens talk, I will be Miss Pris Taylor.
And everyone shall have a lisp.
And everyone shall have a lisp and a big wig. Oh my God.
Mine is, like with the formula,
yeah.
mine is so nothing. It's, it sounds like a really bad 90s movie. It's Happy Williams.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, it's definitely a bad
movie. That is a bad 90s movie.
We got to work on that.
Or
but I like two calves.
No, Annie Two Calves. It's a very, very sad stripper name. Like, you know, her backstory is she's from the hills of southern Ohio, and she used to strip at, you know, some lakeside pavilion during World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
She gave the best lap dances.
Right. And she had one leg, so it helped.
Aww.
So, we're here in the living room.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the studio.
Yes.
Yes, the studio.
This is the first one we've done together.
This is the first one we have done together.
Our first together podcast.
Together.
Oh, how have you done it?
It's just been me talking to people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but now
cool.
she's, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pulling in people I know to the podcast. I mean,
exactly.
I know people that
no.
we've... But this is the first time our schedules have actually collided enough
exactly.
to
yeah.
be able to do this. So.
Right.
Yeah.
How's the business going?
It's going really well, actually.
Yeah,
it's going really well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I would say that without this grimace on my face, if we were bringing in more, like clearing more money.
Right.
But anyone who started a business will tell you, like, we just started our third year, and we have, like, a free and clear profit. Like,
yeah.
You know,
gosh.
Nice profit. Not enough for us to, like, live off of or anything.
No.
But it's in the
but
black.
You're behind. Yeah.
And this is after buying a lot of equipment.
Yep.
We just bought a...
We bought an ad in a national magazine.
We just bought a trailer. We bought a trailer.
That's good.
Yep. The ad was almost as much as the trailer.
Seriously. Oh, my God. That ad.
Yeah.
That ad.
We are on a nice climb.
A good trajectory.
You know, we are
trajectory.
Going on a good trajectory, and this year we are doing a lot of shows.
Oh, good.
So we start at Interweave Yarn Fest, which is coming up in Loveland, Colorado on March 31st. April 1st and 2nd, so
uh-huh.
And I've started kind of promoting that on all of our ModeKnit Yarn pages, mm-hmm. So I'll be posting pictures of our stuff and what we're bringing, and Annie's teaching, and all of her classes are sold out, I understand.
I know!
True? So,
great.
Yay.
I know, I can't believe it, I'm
yeah.
so happy.
Well, that's the power
yeah.
of an ad, right?
Well, that's the power of an ad. It's also the Interweave and Annie have a nice symbiotic relationship.
Okay.
And so... Her classes are sold out, which is awesome. And then from there, we are local at Yarnover. So that's April 23rd, I think, here at Hopkins, Minnesota. They've moved the venue, so it should be bigger and nicer.
Nice.
And then we do Shepherd's Harvest.
I've heard great things about that.
You need to come see us at Shepherd's Harvest. It's so much fun. We're doing Shepherd's Harvest, and that's May, the weekend after Mother's Day.
Okay.
And then we go on the road.
Oh my goodness.
And the road isn't entirely firmed up yet, but we are doing the Great Lakes Fiber Fest on Memorial Day weekend in Ohio.
Okay.
And before that, we've applied to the Kentucky Sheep and Fiber Show, but I have not heard whether we're accepted yet. That should be coming out this week. And then we are going to be doing a trunk show in Columbus, Ohio, in between the two.
Right, we're just going to hang out.
And so
that's
kind of our spring. And then I'm working on our fall shows. We've been accepted to shows in August and September and October. And then we'll be applying this year to winter shows. So we are going to, we're out there.
We haven't done any winter shows yet. No. We've just been sort of adding another season every year.
Yeah,
yes.
We're doing it slowly. But this, we'll be applying to Stitches West next year.
Good.
Where's
that held?
Santa Clara, California.
Santa Clara. It is lovely.
So that is on my radar, and we're applying to several other things, so hopefully we will.
Annie's got the mimosas out here.
I got more, yeah. I'm also making tea so we can, you know.
Yeah.
perk up a little bit.
I'm excited to get back on the road and travel. I'm really looking forward to Inkling Yarn Fest.
I am too.
We had such a good time there last year. And this year, the vendor mix is a little different.
Yeah.
They have more vendors, but it's not the same vendors that were there last year because, of course, that weekend there are two other really big shows.
There's
DFW in Texas, which is a show we'd like to do.
Yeah.
There's actually three big shows. There's YarnCon in Chicago,
which we'd also love to do.
Oh,
yeah.
And
yeah.
There's also Stitches South. In Nashville, which is on our radar.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you pick and choose? Well, we had already committed to Interweave, and so we're doing that, and I'm super excited about it. We met tons of nice people there, and
we need a second trailer.
We need a second team to go to another show, which is like another whole conversation.
Sure.
It is. Well, you know, that's a conversation that... we'll
have it when we're ready for that point.
Yeah, you know, we're just so fortunate that there are really good shows around here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That we do really well at, and we love it. And we love Minnesota.
We love Minnesota.
You know? Mm-hmm. And the show we did out in Wisconsin last year was amazing.
Oh, Wisconsin Sheep and Wool.
Wisconsin Sheep and Wool.
And I believe we are accepted to go back.
And I think I'm teaching. Actually, I don't know if I'm teaching. I just submitted all my teaching stuff, so we'll see.
And then we're going to Michigan Fiber in, when is that, August? And someone asked on Facebook if you were teaching, and I don't believe you are.
I am.
None of their teachers are posted. I checked last night.
Yeah, I didn't submit any classes.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I did.
I have no idea. I don't remember. You might have.
I don't think I did.
Okay.
That would have rung a bell with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we are going to Michigan.
When I teach, it really helps our...
Oh, I'm sure.
It really helps the yarn sales.
It
does.
It's that hook people need.
Exactly.
Know? They see somebody, they work with them, and then they're like, oh my gosh, your materials, I want to work with these. Good thing.
So when did you start knitting, Daniel?
I started knitting in 2013.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
wow, you're so good for starting so recently.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
You're very
Irene.
Good.
I appreciate it. I brought some of my stuff.
I want to see what you're knitting.
Oh, what
did you ever finish that big fuzzy sweater you're working on?
Oh, yeah, I brought that.
Oh,
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
This is
look
when
at
we
that.
Had a video podcast.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I love it. It's so
like
Dolce & Gabbana.
We can take pictures.
We can.
You know,
I wish, the sad thing is I wish I could fit in this anymore. I put on some weight this summer. I can't wear it, but it sure looks kind of cool, doesn't it?
It looks amazing.
It's very warm. It's purple on top and this wonderful silvery fur.
My
goal was not this furry, but it turned out this furry, so I'm like living with it.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you ever read A Wrinkle in Time?
No, but I remember seeing it. My parents owned a bookstore when we were kids.
You're kidding. That is so great. Where was that?
It was in Brandon, Florida, the suburb of Tampa.
Really?
Yeah.
You grew up in Florida?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And you seem so normal.
All right, I won't let my family hear this.
I'm sorry. Florida man. I follow that on Twitter, you know. Florida man.
Oh, is there a Florida man?
Yeah, there is.
And Germany man.
Journeyman?
Right? All right, hold
Journeyman. There we go. We're videotaping here.
No, I'm just
Oh, taking a photo.
Well, you'll be on the blog.
All right, there we go.
Smile.
Nice.
Say, I like my sweaters like I like my men.
That's right.
Very fuzzy.
Nice and furry. Yeah. But I love the Can you imagine this on somebody's chest? You could just be like, it's very tactile.
You know
what?
If you like cats.
That's right. Yes. So that was fun, and it was my first sweater, and it was just a hoot to work on it. And it's just a raglan pattern.
It's brilliant.
Thank
it's great.
You.
It's very nice.
I need to find somebody slim and trim who can wear it.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother-in-law.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's put it on Steven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
He'd be the model. He would die. He would die, actually.
I think this. He looks great in purple, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should just make Tom wear it. Next time he goes to a wild game.
Go to an event.
Exactly.
Yes. You're handling it like a cat. You're like,
I know.
Stop it down, all that stuff. So this is my current project.
Okay. Oh,
It's all bundled up right now, but this is the side panel for a swimsuit.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh,
one
of those,
great.
Like, old-fashioned. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
goodness. Old-fashioned.
Although,
oh
this is goodness. Totally contemporary pattern.
Okay.
It's done by Stitch Seekers, which is, they publish a catalog every year called Men, or sorry, not a catalog, a calendar every year called Men in Knitwear. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh.
No, what's wrong with me?
Pictures. Okay.
What's wrong with me? I'm, like, on the internet constantly. I've never seen it.
This is like, big in the gay men's group to have
that's what's wrong with us. Too many X chromosomes.
So this is a 2014 pattern, and they do all their stuff based on movies or pop culture.
So is that, like, right off of Johnny Weissmuller?
This is right out of James Bond.
Really?
Yes,
really?
It's the sky blue swimsuit from James Bond.
Jeez Louise.
This is the Daniel Craig, first Daniel Craig movie.
That
so
is
hot.
A good looking fellow
water.
Wearing that, I gotta
right?
say.
Is it Daniel Craig?
No.
It's a Daniel
Craig. Much better looking than Daniel
okay.
Craig. He's got more hair than Daniel Craig.
Oh my.
I know. Very nice. We should put that up on the blog.
Oh my. Linking right to him.
Exactly. We will be.
He disappeared.
In several places.
Oh my.
So sad.
He's shy.
So, but that's a beautiful, I mean, they just published a wonderful
goodness.
Calendar.
Look at that. Is that George Clooney?
I mean, it might as well be, right?
Yeah.
The gladiator pattern.
And this is so funny because the thing that's knitted is the myths.
Oh, man.
Right.
What is the last thing you're going to pay attention to?
Right. I didn't see myths right there.
Oh my Lord in heaven. That is so fabulous.
But the patterns are really, it's a very vibrant.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, I love this.
Right.
That's
yeah.
So I bought this 2014 calendar. My friend bought the 2015 calendar.
Uh-huh.
We're swapping so we can share the patterns. And
so cute. You and your friends.
So this is really interesting. And I it's really embarrassing because I do this at work.
Yeah.
And people are like, what are you knitting? And
I'm
like,
a hat. I thought it was
I
a hat.
Say
I know.
A hat.
I thought it was
I thought
a hat.
I totally thought it was a hat.
Very big sock, and I wasn't going to say anything.
That's
a lovely sock.
I was say, oh, look, a striped hat. When you took it out of
it's on a stitch holder, so it's kind of like that.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, so they're always like, well, isn't that going to fall off? And my mom, oh my gosh, my mom, poor mom, she's like, I don't think you should do a swimsuit. And I was like, it'll be okay.
What's the yarn you're using?
It's 100% mercerized cotton.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know what mercerized means. What does it
mercerized
mean?
Is the way that they treat the cotton. It gives it a beautiful shine and strengthens it.
It has a wonderful
mercerized
sheen.
Mercerized cotton is very strong.
Yes.
Buying mercerized cotton thread in the 20s and 30s was a big deal.
Lovely. Right, because then you have the stronger... Yeah, right?
Clothing geek.
Yeah, buzzing on Jeopardy.
That is why I looked at you, Tina. I do not have a master's degree in clothing.
Well, I knitted a bathing suit. And it was called Esther, because it was like an Esther Williams bathing suit. And it was in that book, Knit Knit, that Katrina Gotch-Fockers. Can't say her name. I'm sorry. I can't say her name. But the book is out on the porch. Maybe I'll get it in a minute. But it was a white bathing suit, a woman's white bathing suit. And what I used for that was there's a sock yarn that is cotton and lycra.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
That is perfect. It is perfect. Mm-hmm. So I actually bought a whole bunch more of that because I thought, I'm going to do a whole series of swimsuits, and I never did. But I know. But I was thinking it'd be so fun to do knitted swimsuits and have like lace panels in them. So when you wore them, you would get like a lace tan.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be the coolest thing?
Oh, I love it.
I know.
That's great.
IKR.
Yeah.
Because I'm down with the kids.
Oh no.
Word.
Word. With a Y.
You too.
More mimosas, please.
I know. Right now my son and my daughter are both like hanging themselves. My son is upstairs probably killing aliens or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's good thing to do, right?
You know what it is? He's a very social kid. You know, he interacts great with other people.
He's delightful, actually.
He's great in the booth. We love to have him in the booth, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so the way he interacts with his friends, because he goes to a high school, he goes to Washington Tech High School, which is new from like 6 years ago.
Okay.
It used to just be Washington Junior High, but now it's Washington Tech High School.
Oh, sure.
And it took over the building that used to be Arlington High School. And it's a magnet school for math and science.
Yeah.
So he knew he wanted to go there when he was in junior high, because they start the school at junior high level.
Right.
So he's been there for 6 years now, and he loves it. But it's kind of far away, you know?
Sure.
So, 'cause he doesn't go to the local high, which is Central or Highland Park.
Yeah.
No, too easy.
Too easy.
So his friends, like some of them are through Washington Tech, some of his friends are through Central because they're neighborhood kids he was friends with. Some of them are through Breakthrough, and they're out, you know, in the suburbs. So what he does is when he gets online, he gets all of his friends together. And so he has like this group of five or six kids, you know, from various places. And so it's about three or four times a year, one of the TV stations that he worked at, CTV, which is community TV up in Roseville.
Yes.
They have a games night.
Oh, fun.
Where kids come and they play a bunch of games, and Max loves games. So on games night, either Jerry or I, one of us ends up being like the chauffeur, and we just drive around and pick up all of his friends from their various homes and drive them all over to CTV so they can go to games night. Because, like, Max doesn't drive. A lot of his friends don't drive because where we live is very citified.
Yes.
We can't have more than one car, to be honest, because we don't have room for it or, you know, pay the all that stuff.
Pay the teenager insurance. Goodness,
we could not afford that in a million years. And the kids know it. So the kids are cool with that. The kids are really bicycle and bus friendly, which is
great.
It's really good. But it means when they have these events, we go and pick them up. But it's so funny when we pick up all these kids, we have all these boys in the car. It's like, oh, you're the one he talks to. Oh, and you're the one, you know, because we don't meet them in person. So that's always nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet them in person.
Are they video chatting or is it?
Yeah, the video chat.
Oh, that's
great. They look at each other.
So
and
cool.
It's really great,
yes.
You know. And I'm thinking, I kind of wish they had that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
you
nice.
Know?
It's it's really cool the way we can be interconnected.
It is, it is. I mean, I know there's a lot of bad and scary about the internet, which people are always telling us. But I feel like the people who are telling us how bad and scary the internet are people that are never on the internet.
Correct, right.
You know, they're just like...
petting the sweater.
The sweater looks like her cat.
The sweater looks like blue.
The sweater looks like blue.
Oh, blue.
I expect it to come over and punch me.
I just knit a little bit like this and send it your way.
Yeah, exactly.
He was very aggressive. He punched Annie in the back with his head. And she came over one day.
Cat. I'm like, yeah.
She's like, what hit me? And it's like, he's standing there like, hi.
Got very charismatic cats.
Thank you.
Yes.
They are adorable, and I have no children, so I'm a cat mom.
That's right. We've got to spoil them.
They are very spoiled. Facebook told me that. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Max's second hip broken surgery. I was like, oh, thanks, Facebook.
We thought this was important for you to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad he has no more hips to break. That's behind us.
Yeah, right. So what's inside now? Is it just like pins and needles? And
no, it's nothing. They cut the top of the hip joint off. So like that. And then, like, they sew it, and then it just kind of grows. Like, he's fine.
Okay.
Like, if you x-rayed him, you'd see that he didn't have those ball joints
right.
in his rear hips. But he's finally, after a year, got his jumping strength back. So he'll never be a graceful jumper, but he can jump again, and he's not so clumsy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clumsy, but, you know, so.
How old is
Max.
He?
He's three.
Three? Oh, my gosh, so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what the vet told me, the emergency vet told me that if you neuter them when they're young, like 6 months or less,
yeah,
then they can grow with weak hips.
Oh,
and
sure.
He's seen it before. He's never seen one that broke both of his hips like that, but
yeah,
whatever. But that's what happens. And in Blue, I didn't have neutered until he was like 11 months old. So,
because
I just didn't get around to it. So he is very chunky.
Oh,
you
sure.
You know, his legs are very well developed, whereas Max kind of has these spindly legs, and then he had the weak hips.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Are they related?
Fine. They are not. Max is a Florida water cat.
Oh my goodness.
He likes to sit in the sink.
That's so nice.
I brought Max home from Florida. He
oh,
was
sure.
my brother's cat, and my brother's fiance, now wife, is allergic to cats.
Mm.
And my niece was afraid of this cat, this little kitten. And so my brother totally played me, and I brought the cat home.
Does he at least help with the vet bills?
No. Oh my god. The cat, to the cat's credit, the cat and I took one look at each other, and I was like, how am I going to take this cat home? So,
yeah.
You were going to make it work.
You know what? Animals choose you sometimes, and he chose me. And so that was just, it was inevitable, I think. So, he's my boy.
He's a very sweet cat.
He's very sweet.
And it's so, it always freaks me out a little bit when we're talking about something, and you're like, well, Max just fell and broke his hip. And for a minute, I'm like thinking my son fell
right.
somewhere.
Oh,
and
it does freak her out.
Like, what? Wait, what? What?
Yeah.
Somebody called her to tell me that my son broke his hip because they didn't want to scare me.
Yeah. And see, everyone thinks I'm crazy, but Max told me his name was Max. Just like Sophie told me her name was Sophie, and then she told Michelle that her middle name was Amadeus. So
no.
We call her Sophie Amadeus.
You know, just blurted out at cocktail parties.
Yeah.
I have a friend who goes to the pet psychic.
Okay. Oh, my.
My friend Robin, who's the amazing knitter.
I know who Robin is.
And they have, like, this pet fair at the Excel Center every year, and she goes and she sees the pet psychic. And the pet psychic has told her some amazing stuff. Like, she told her that her cat used to be a Pomeranian. So, like, now her dog and her cat get along really, really well, and it's because she thinks the cat used to be a Pomeranian.
All right, then.
I want to go and see the cat psychic because I want to find out what happened to our dog before we got him.
Yes.
He was
a
rescue.
Oh, sure, right.
You know, he was so terrified and skittish and scared for the first couple of years, and now he's like,
he's a gentle baby.
He loves the world.
Yeah, right.
You know?
He's a sweetheart. Yeah, I would be interested in finding that out, too.
We should do it. I know all that you would get from her is, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's your cat's just saying that over and over again.
Yes, I'm sure. Thank you for getting us fixed when we're broken.
Exactly.
Thank you for loving
us. Thank you,
not putting us in the streets.
Yeah. She's the best pet owner.
Cat mom.
Yeah, very good.
No kids, just cats.
Yeah.
Well, if my Max broke his hip, I wouldn't put him in the street either. I'd get it.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Most days.
You have pets. You have a dog and a cat,
A
right?
dog and a cat.
And
I have no idea what their past lives are.
Did you knit a cat sweater, though?
I did.
No way.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
So
you did.
I wanted to bring the picture because I threw it away. I should have never thrown it away.
You should throw it away.
It didn't
you threw away the sweater, not the cat, right?
No, I didn't throw away the cat. Oh, my God.
Cat?
It didn't fit the cat.
Oh, my God.
You should have given it to Karen Ryan. She probably has a cat.
Yeah. But my cat is tiny.
Puppet shows with it, you know?
And I was like, but it's the one that gets, like, people get excited about it, you know.
This is the cat sweater?
The cat sweater,
so you threw it away.
Yeah.
You threw away a perfectly good cat sweater.
Know.
You probably could have turned that into a bathing suit, I'm just
saying.
Or my
Sophie could have probably worn it.
You know what, they asked me to crochet around the edges, and I was really scared of crochet needles, so.
That's because they're hooks, so I'd be afraid too if I thought they were needles. And I will sit with you at some point and I will show you a very simple way to do a single crochet.
Oh, that
and then
be
from
nice.
That point, the world is your oyster.
And I don't have to, I had to do a little crochet cast on for these.
Oh.
Yeah.
But,
it's a provisional cast on because you're going to pick it up later.
Correct, that's right, yes.
Oh, this is a very dense fabric.
Look at that, it's so tight, but it's really well knit.
Well, I was just going to say.
Thank you.
It's a really lovely knit.
It's wet and it's going to grow down your legs.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
And I mean this as a high compliment. It looks machine knit.
No way.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. That's very
Except for that one place there.
Yeah, but. Well, I know, right?
No, that really does look machine knit.
It's gorgeous.
Well,
it's gorge.
Here is the cat sweater.
Oh, my God.
Is it on a cat?
No, it's on a vase because I couldn't put it on my cat.
I need a picture of that for the blog.
Right now, if I didn't know what it was, I would say, how sweet that you made a potato sweater.
I know, right?
You must really love those.
Oh, it looks like a potato sweater. You're not wrong.
It looks like I love my potatoes so much.
When you need a little potato cozy.
When I think of the old country, I just want to make a cozy for every potato off in the field. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
That was a fun one, though. That was my first experiment. So one of the things I love to do with knitting is try a different technique every single time.
So this was like your foray into shaping?
Shaping and piecing together.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
I'd never pieced anything together before.
You know, I wrote a book about...
Really?
Dog sweaters.
Really?
Yes, I have it, actually.
Men who knit and the dogs who love them.
Oh, my gosh. I need to see that.
I have it.
Let me see if I can find a copy.
You
it should be
something
around.
For a little black terrier.
How many times have I been asked that question? Mm-hmm. Let me look on the front porch. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right. We can talk amongst ourselves.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
So what else have you knit?
What was in here? Oh, yeah. So this is the tie I'm kind of mid-project on. It's just
so long.
A knitted tie. Yes.
Okay.
I really love to knit things for myself.
Very 80s.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah. Color work and double knitting. And double knitting.
Yes.
So
it's reversible.
You should come to one of these fiber festivals sometimes and take class and stuff. Look at this tie he's doing. It is... color work and double knitting. Look at her mouth. It's hanging open.
Is that one of Alistair's patterns?
I don't know.
Alistair Post Quinn?
Oh, I don't know. I got it. Let me pull it up online.
He's an amazing... This is really beautiful.
It's really lovely.
He's an amazing designer, and his forte is double knitting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He does what he calls extreme double knitting. Oh,
how extreme is extreme?
One of the scarves that he does is like... it's.
I think he calls it like deck of cards or
pick up or something.
Yeah.
And it's basically playing cards. And on one side is the face of the card, on the other side is the back of the card.
And he double knits it. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Is he teaching an interview? He usually is.
I think he's in an insane asylum right now, but he'll probably be out in time to teach. No, okay. I'm kidding. He's not in an insane asylum.
That's the scary
part. Kidding,
Alistair. I'm joking, Alistair. I only say that because I love you. No, it's intense, his double knitting.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that Gucci pickup thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think I saw it at an interview last year.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that sounds really complex.
Yeah.
It's so complex.
Andy Satterlund.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you
don't know him,
yeah.
But... the guy who's wearing it does not look happy about it.
No, he doesn't.
He looks really unhappy that he's being forced to wear that tie.
Have you seen the guy who knits and crochets the vegetable hats?
No.
His models do not look happy either.
Oh.
You know.
Who looks happy with a potato on their head?
It's me.
I don't
know. Well, your sweater certainly looked happy on that potato.
All right.
My models generally don't look happy because they're usually my
kids.
Yeah, that was like... the one curved phone, I think, that ever made it out of production.
Oh, he looks angry, actually.
Yeah. Doesn't he? He looks really
pissed off. He looks
like
an angry Conan O'Brien.
Evil Conan.
So that's interesting. And double knitting was one of those other techniques that I was just like, well, A, I want to do a tie, and B, I want to try something.
Try something new.
Yeah, try something new.
So if either of you would like tea, let me know. I'll pour it. Otherwise, I'll just...
Okay. I'm still working on my mimosa. I'm just forcing it down you.
This is where the Jewish marriage comes in.
Well, I'm going out to dinner, so I'm probably going to have a cocktail there, too.
Oh, you.
And then I'm going to sleep till noon tomorrow, because it just knocks me out.
That's the best.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
I feel like I've been working so hard the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
We're getting our house ready to sell it, so there's a lot of painting and cleaning up and all that stuff. We had a realtor come and look at the house, and she was lovely, and we talked like for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
I know, she was so nice.
Yeah.
And she, when I met her, I was like, oh my God, it's my mother-in-law's missing sister. Because my mother-in-law and her sister, they're 12 years apart, but they're very close.
Oh, sure.
And so this could be like the next sister 12 years younger. You know, it's just, she looked just like them.
Oh wow. Was she like miniature?
Yep. Yeah, miniature with red hair. Mm-hmm. And later, as we were talking about something, I said something about, you know, being Jewish, and do you belong to the temple? She goes, yeah, we belong to the temple. She goes, how did you know I was Jewish? And I thought, I didn't want to say, well, you look Jewish, because that sounds terrible. But what I was thinking was, you look just like my mother-in-law.
Sure.
You know, who, if I didn't know, who is Jewish, exactly.
Your mother-in-law is adorable.
She's a very lovely, wonderful person.
Is she coming back out for Max's graduation?
She's coming out for Max's graduation. So we'll have another picture of, like, my mother-in-law reaching my kid's waist.
Yeah. Because
she's very small. Jerry is the tall one in the family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm the short one in my family.
Sure.
I'm the one who's still alive, though, so ha-ha.
Where is she coming from?
She's coming from Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Where else would she come from?
There you go.
Well,
Long Island.
Florida.
There you go. Yeah.
Miami Beach.
Exactly.
Boca.
You know what? If she didn't have the family all in New York, I bet she would love to move to Florida. But, you know,
she's all right there.
She's surrounded with family that love her, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, her sister is 12 years younger, which is a great... It's great to have someone 12 years younger than you to help out. Mm-hmm. And then her daughter is 12 years younger than her sister.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. So it's like this perfect stair step of, mm-hmm. you know, it's pretty great. So when did you decide to move to Minnesota?
Work brought me to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
So I went to, I did all my school in Florida. I went to the University of Florida. Go Gators.
Gators. I thought you said go getters. What?
Gators are go getters.
That's true.
And
I don't know.
I was so itching to get out.
Yeah?
I was just ready to leave.
Was it like... sand in your bathing suit, or what was making you itch?
Well, just the political climate, and I've been there all my life. So what was so weird was I majored in telecom news, so I was my job prospects were in TV stations. So I went, I cast a wide net,
right.
And I said, I will go anywhere. You know, I'll just go anywhere. I mean, it's my first job. I don't care. And I was really fortunate. I got invited up to Madison to work at their ABC affiliate.
Nice.
Yeah. I knew nothing about Madison. And Madison's just like a tiny Minneapolis.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's a little commune and right on the... It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On those two lakes, Monona and Mendota.
It's so great. I love Madison.
Yeah. So I was there for about 2 years. And then I got recruited up here to work at the CBS affiliate, which is kind of a...
Is that KSTP?
No, WCCO.
WCCO. Yeah. I don't know what anything is.
Yeah.
I still
KSTP
think
KSTP is the ABC affiliate.
ABC affiliate.
I still think Channel 4 should be NBC, because that's what it was in New York, damn it. So I just have such a hard time
with
Channel
Florida,
4.
Channel 2 is NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're doing it wrong.
In the Miami area, right?
Well, no, in the Fort Myers
area. Oh, Fort Myers area. Yeah,
Channel 2.
Be that way.
And I always think that's PBS. I'm like... PBS show?
Is supposed to be 13, for God's sake. Don't we all know this?
No, it's Channel 2.
No, it's Channel 13.
Oh,
my God.
Jesus.
Can't even talk to you.
Damn, girl. I'm like, where's the Antiques Roadshow?
We don't even say PBS. We say, what's on Channel 13? And Jerry's like, I mean Channel 2. Only here you have to say TPT.
TPT, that's right.
I really hope that they do show the Christmas special as like an extra, because
well, they will, won't they?
I don't know.
Oh, they have to.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you
We're
something
about
though.
Downton Abbey.
Spoilers. No, this isn't spoilers,
don't
but
spoil it.
At the end of it, you'll watch and you'll feel, yes, so many things were resolved. This was a really good ending for Downton Abbey, but you'll still have some niggling things like, but I really wish I could have known how that turned out. And then they had the Christmas special,
and it all
was resolved.
Oh, good. Well, I think they kind of planned that.
Every
you know.
Jack shall have his Jill, or Jack, or Jack, you know,
right.
or Jack,
whatever he wants.
Yeah, you know, I do get the feeling they're kind of piecing all these little bits together.
Yeah,
and, you know, everything's kind of flowing in. You can see the.
The most amazing part is when the butler gets his hand back. That's amazing. No, it doesn't happen. I'm lying.
It turned into Star Wars all
the time. Exactly. I'm your father. Well, it turns out that Carter actually is his father. Oh, no.
And C-3PO has red arms.
Exactly. he was the secret love child. And, okay, now here's something, Downton Abbey-wise, that is under my skin, I've got to say, I must say, is that they're made this big song and dance about, well, you know, Carter has been with the family since birth, and since he was a young child, he was with the family, and so when we have our wedding, you know, he and Mrs., what's her name?
You're talking about Carson and Hughes,
Carson, right?
Yeah.
Carson and Hughes.
Yeah.
Carson. Carson's been with the family forever, so, you know, we have to have our wedding in this big hall because Carson's part of the family. Well, I'm sorry, but riddle me this, Batman. Was not Carson part of that song and dance act in the first season?
Yes, that's right. He
was not working there when he was a boy. He was off doing the song and dance.
Song and dance routine.
And then they returned to that leitmotif 2 years later when the guy came back and he was a bum because he had stolen the girlfriend and it was all resolved. And now suddenly,
he's been with the family
since he was a child. Okay.
I'll tell you something. I think he's Mary's real father.
Oh my god,
I think that lady, whatever, is such a slag. She's an American, she's come over there, she's like, hello, boys, you know, and that's what I think. And that's why she and the dowager never got along. She knew and the daughter took after her with the Turkish man in her bed, dying.
That's right. That's like throwback to season one.
Yes. I have a lot of time to think about this stuff. Because I don't have any friends.
Oh, am I? Wait now.
No, that was under my skin a lot, though, with what the, because, and no one said anything about it.
Well, we're cutting all the slack, because they're done, you know.
I'm not cutting anyone's slack.
There you go.
I do not cut slack. I'm freaking Virgo. We don't cut slack.
It's true. She doesn't cut any slack.
I cut no slack. I'm the meanest woman.
Oh, you are.
I'm not. Okay, I'm not the meanest woman ever. I'm actually rather nice, but we all have our moments.
That's right.
I dare say.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to be teaching this hat class this week.
Yes.
At Midwest Mountaineering.
Yes.
Great.
We have one employee for our company.
We do.
She's
awesome.
She's wonderful. The beautiful Becca.
Yes.
Becca is, she's like a wilderness guide.
Yes.
She is.
Which you need to go into my basement. but she led the trip that my daughter was on that went up to the Arctic, like 5 girls and 2 canoes in the Arctic for 52 days.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a TV show. Yeah.
It's like the Golden Girls in a canoe.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Thank you for being in a canoe with me. So she led that group, and she leads a lot of other groups. And actually, Becca is going for this big hike on the
Continental Divide.
Wow. Yeah, she's going to start in Mexico and
all the way
to Canada.
She is.
No, she's not going to the end because she could keep going, like almost to Alaska.
Sure. Oh, could she?
Yeah.
She's going to Canada.
Continent doesn't end in America.
That's true.
Continent keeps going in Canada.
That's true.
So, but she's going to stop, we hope, when she gets there and then come back to us.
Yes.
We want her to come back to us. She's very good. She's died a lot of, like, she has learned very well, and now she's doing colors on her own.
She's,
I mean, Annie's formula, but she's
taken it
from
start
to finish.
It's
great.
Wonderful. I mean, you know, when she comes in, every time she comes in to dye, I give her more to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, here, I want you to do these 3 colors. Here's the formula for it.
Yeah.
And she does it, and I watch her, and I'll, like, jump in and say, well, you want to do this? But, you know, she's so good.
Yeah.
And she's, you know.
I want to know what some of your new colors are. What are they called?
We're having a night series. Yes,
okay.
Night Music, which
night
is
music.
Beautiful blue with some purples and greens in it.
Yeah.
And a little black.
A little black.
The night all has black in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Night Circus.
Oh, fun.
Which are real circusy colors, but they've all been toned down with an overdye, a very, very light overdye of like a tangerine. It does amazing things.
Yeah.
And then we're doing Night Gallery.
Night Gallery.
Which are more like kind of creepy colors. Remember that TV show Night Gallery in the 70s?
Oh my gosh, I only saw that recently. But it's like we don't have TV shows like that anymore.
No.
Where
no.
They just like they focus on something new every week and
colors are actually currently available on our website. They are up.
Great.
In all of our bases, and that's going to be our fun thing at shows. We have a lot of these night colors that are going to interweave with us.
Yeah, Night Circus is only available at the shows. We don't have that on the website.
Oh, okay.
We have
I
all
know,
the other,
I know Night Gallery.
Yeah, Night Gallery, because people kept talking about it, because I just knitted up a cowl in Night Gallery.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And people were chatting about it.
Color of that.
Sure.
So
I have, you have it.
I
she
do.
Does.
All
right.
Yeah. So we so we'll have those at shows and. Oh, hello, Slippy Cowl in Pretty Night Colors.
Yeah. Well, this is also the Slippy Cowl in DK Weight.
I love it. There's so many deep, deep blues, deep greens.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice boy color.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is.
And it'll be nice to have the DK version.
And look, it looks so look, nice
looks
on that
so
nice boy.
On you, on that boy. It'll be nice to have
what
DK
boy?
In.
Who, where, who?
Such a pretty dress, such a pretty face, such a pretty
me.
Smile. Such a pretty you.
That's soft, too. That's
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the DK.
Is that the Luxe?
No, this is Mode Work DK.
Mode Work, okay.
And the Luxe is even softer.
Oh
but
my.
This is the Mode Work, yeah. Mm. The Luxe has silk in it. So that's,
yeah.
It's luxury. That's why we call it Luxe.
Luxe, yeah, right.
It's like soap with an E.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Shoppy.
The E is for excellence.
I love it.
Slippy Cow.
Oh,
Slippy
my God.
Cows.
Well, we had
crazy.
A contest over Valentine's. It ended
right.
on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Where people chose, you know, blah, blah, blah. Tell me what two colors you would choose. And the color combinations that our customers and followers came up with are lovely. And
yeah.
So, as I'm making Slippy Cowls to take to shows, I made a list of all
your
of those.
Combos,
other
yeah.
Well, because, you know, I personally have, I get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
You know, it's
oh.
like, oh.
Yeah.
I get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
I'll just find myself dyeing blue, like 8
well,
days in a
and
row.
Then I'll be like,
I love blue.
We need these colors.
Yeah, no, I really
I'll look at what
cry.
We have and I'll be like, we need some reds.
We need something that isn't blue.
Yeah. But with these Slippy Cowls, I tend to choose what I think are saleable.
Yeah.
But I really like having this list from our followers of
yeah.
combinations that
yeah.
I haven't thought of.
That's
which
really
is awesome.
Great.
Which is awesome.
It
yeah.
really is. It really is. Yeah, people are great.
Yeah,
they have great ideas.
You'll see some new Slippy Cowl combinations this year.
Yeah, great. So our goal this year is to make more money than we did last year.
Yes.
It's a good goal.
It is a good goal.
That's my goal. And
yeah,
then, hopefully, I'm thinking by year 5, I'm hoping we're able to just draw salaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because my accountant called us today to go over, because we have to have our taxes done really early because it's FAFSA season,
yes,
and we
it
have
is
two
FAFSA
kids
season.
Going into college, so we have to fill out the FAFSA. And all the colleges that Max has applied to, they all need to see the FAFSA on March 1st.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the FAFSA, which is the National Financial Aid Form, the FAFSA has to draw from your taxes,
yes.
you know, your
mm-hmm.
IRS
right.
taxes. And we are still getting
no.
information from places where, you know, I worked. Which is insane because you're supposed to get it by January 31st.
Yeah.
But they're still trickling in.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to get your taxes done. And because we have so many medical expenses and it's just crazy, we have an accountant. We've had her since we lived in New Jersey and she's
mm-hmm.
she's wonderful. She's actually our company.
She's our company accountant.
She's our company
too,
accountant,
which
is very
in
good.
Beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she called today because she's like, I know you got to get this done real fast. I want to get it to you so you can get your FAFSAs filled out. But I'm just wondering. Why is your income so much less than it was last year? It's called starting a business.
Right.
I'm very proud that we've done this.
No,
when I
stop and think about what we have been able to do so far,
yes.
I feel great. I feel
oh,
really
me too.
Good because I feel
yeah.
like our foundation is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a really
mm-hmm.
solid foundation. It's just
right.
a matter of,
yeah.
you know, pruning that tree.
Yeah.
Pruning and going. And I mean,
adding
I feel like we're getting a little following. And as
yeah.
we go back and do the same shows, like this will be our third Shepherd's Harvest.
Right.
And every time it's better and we have people who want to come back and see us and people
and it's
we
so
recognize.
Exciting when
so
we look
exciting.
At the square and it's like this many people who repeat customers
yeah.
and it feels, it's
it
the,
feels
best
it's
the best feeling in the world.
It's the best feeling in the world. It's
now,
awesome.
You're like Mr. Money. You know, that's what you do for finances, right? You're a, I mean,
you're
a job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I worked
I didn't mean to unmask you, Bruce Wayne, but...
No, I work for a financial company, but I don't do finance.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, because
no.
I was going to ask
don't.
You what I should do with my 401k.
Well, yeah.
No, it's
no. I do. I train people how to use our software. So,
oh,
excellent! Yeah,
I have a bit of a. Both my parents are teachers, mm-hmm. and I think that kind of got in my blood. I go and I work with people. I travel for work, and I sit down with people, and that patience that you need to kind of deal help somebody through something
right.
is just in my bloodstream.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. like it just doesn't faze me that people are having a hard time grasping something, and that tells me that my parents really kind of instilled that in me. And
well, they were probably very patient with you,
yeah,
too.
They were pretty patient with me.
So, just look at it. That's your superpower, though.
I guess so.
I feel like
yeah.
everybody has a superpower.
Yeah.
My mercerized cotton.
Yeah. Mercerized cotton. No, yours. A speedy knitter.
Absolutely. I am very fast.
Yes.
I'm not the fastest, but I'm,
no,
I'm up
but that's
there.
One of your superpowers.
It is.
You also, I mean, you're an excellent teacher. I feel like that's one of mm-hmm. your superpowers.
I'm okay. You know what? If I see people making an effort, mm-hmm. they can be the slowest person in the world
yep.
who doesn't get it for 4 years, and I'll love them.
Yes.
Because it's
yes.
just,
they're making
just
an effort.
Try.
Yeah.
Just, but when I see people who close themselves off, and it happens like maybe one class a year,
yeah.
if that.
Sure.
Maybe
right.
once every 2 years. There's someone who just doesn't want to.
Why did they even pay? Why did they even show up?
I think they want dinner and a show, which is
sure.
great. I'll give
That's
them,
great.
I'll give
yeah,
them dinner and
yeah,
a show.
Great.
And I've actually had people who come to class and they're like, oh man, I'm just so overwhelmed right now. I'm like, I totally get it. You sit and knit
yeah.
and you absorb what I'm telling you. And if you have any questions later, write to me.
Right.
And I'll, you know, and
my superpower is I can talk to anybody about anything.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's true. But
good
when
for
you.
You
are teaching and then people come to the booth
yeah.
and you're not there,
yeah.
they're just like, oh my God, she's such a good teacher. She's so patient. She just want, you know.
Do you see
I
this in yourself?
Afraid to do this, and you know, I get them to tell me. I'm like, so how was class today?
You know,
what happened? And they just open up and
yeah.
I had
tell
a
me.
Very, very difficult experience about 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I taught a class, and I was involved in this event. That was very badly planned. I had nothing to do with the planning or anything.
Sure.
And I showed up, and it was in Scotland.
Mm.
And there were teachers who showed up, and they were turned away.
Oh, my.
Because the woman who was planning it, now, she had gone through, and she had arranged for everyone to have their teaching certificate, you know, the certificate to be allowed to teach in the country and all that. But we didn't get it before we entered the country.
Oh, sure.
And I just figured it would be waiting for me when I got to Scotland,
yeah.
you know. And I am Miss Never Borrow Trouble. So I have watched one too many Nazi movies. I do not give more information at the border than I need to.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I was going in, you know, I got off the plane, and they're like, why are you here? And I'm like, I'm here for a knitting convention. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, I love to knit. I didn't, and I'm teaching there, by the way. I just said I'm going for a knitting convention because I knew when I got there they'd have the permit for me to
yeah,
teach.
Right.
And if they didn't have the permit for me to teach, I wouldn't teach. And guess
yeah.
what? They just paid for me to have a week in Scotland.
Totally,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently one of the teachers came in, and she, you know, in all honesty, she said, why are you here? Well, I'm here to teach at this event. Oh, you are you?
Oh, geez.
And they held her, and they turned her around and made her go home. I know.
Oh, my God.
And it started, I mean, it was horrible, and it started this whole shitstorm.
Yes.
And people were writing to each other all over the place, and people were writing to me privately and saying, you can stay with me in Scotland if you have no place to stay. It was very, very kind. It was lovely. But I just wanted to, like, say, everybody calm down.
Yeah,
this
right.
is going to be fine. Right yeah. now, you're making this worse than it is.
Right.
You need to just be calm. And I wrote a blog post, and I said, my intention with this is I'm going to get there, and I know I'm going to have my permit to be allowed to teach in Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach the best classes I've ever taught, and I'm going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And I said, if for some bizarre reason there is no permit waiting for me, I'm going to have drinks with all of my students, and we're going to go to the pub, and we're going to have the best week, and I'm going to tell them stories, and we're just going to have the best time.
Yeah.
And it'll be a learning experience for me.
Sure, right.
So that's what I said. Well, some people got really angry at me, saying that I shouldn't have entered the country. And what it was is they were really mad at the person who was organizing
of
it. And
course.
So they took their anger out on me.
Right.
Because I wasn't supporting her and saying, oh, she's doing everything right. What I was saying was, yeah, she fucked up. But
mm-hmm.
But here's how I handle it.
Exactly. Yeah. But now that it's screwed up, let's handle it so that we can all have the best. Because as far as I'm concerned, when I'm hired someplace to teach, what my job is to make the event as pleasant as possible for my students. Yes. You know, really fun, good time. But there are people who were really angry at her. They took their anger out on me. It was very hard for me. And one person wrote a really scathing, she was in my class, and she was very noisy in the class. Kept chatting with her friend, and she kept like opening candies.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
She had like a bag of stuff, and her bag was really loud, and it was a really big class with like 35 people. And I, when people are noisy in class, when they talk, I call them on it.
Yes.
And I say, hi, I'm really sorry. I have to be the only one talking when I'm talking. And very rarely do people get upset about it. Most of the time people thank me later.
Right.
Thank you, because I've been in classes where I couldn't hear what the teacher was saying.
She says it right up front. That is like in the intro, you know.
Well, this woman would have heard it, except she was late to class.
She was late to class. And then talking.
And so what happened was, I taught this class, and this woman was in the class, and she was angry at the whole event, and she was angry at me, and she wrote this blog post about what a terrible teacher I was, which is fine. People have their opinions.
Right.
I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
The hard part, though, was, and I was staying with a friend of mine, a designer, Di Gilpin. She lives in Scotland. She's an amazing designer. She's lovely. And I was staying with them, and someone wrote to me and said, I don't know if you've seen this, but you should probably look at this. And I looked at it, and what it was is, she wrote her blog post, and then there were like 48 comments. They were all written within 2 hours.
Oh.
And they were like all anonymous, and they were all saying horrible things about me.
Oh,
like, well, I heard that Annie Modestad is really, really mean and nasty. I heard that she makes students cry. I heard this, and I heard that. They're all anonymous. They're all written, as I said, within 2 hours. And there was something a little off about them. Like, one was like, I took a class with her in California, and she made my neighbor, spelled O-U-R, like the British way, she made my neighbor cry in the class. And you know, it just, there was something a little off with all of these comments. And my friend's husband looked at them, and he was like, you know, I'm no expert in this, but these really look like they're written by the same person.
Sure.
And they did.
Yeah.
And even though I knew that,
it still hurts.
I think I didn't stop crying for like 6 days, you know? It was awful. It was really a horrible time in my life. And I came home from that trip, and I actually stopped teaching for about almost a year.
Wow.
I stopped teaching because I was just so shell-shocked by the whole, because I felt like I was working so hard, do what I could to make it a better event. And it was really painful and hard for me. And my grandmother used to say that I can cry easier than I can piss. And she's right. I'm a real crybaby, and I'm not proud of it, but it's just some people are like that.
I think it's nice that you can let your emotions out.
A lot of people think that you're being manipulative when you cry, and I want to say the absolute reverse is true. If you're someone who can't stop this, it's awful. If you can't, you know, I can never play poker.
Right.
God damn it.
Don't start crying at poker. There's no crying in poker.
So that held me back a little bit from teaching. And, you know,
I hope you're back in the swing.
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm teaching good classes, you know.
Right.
Picking her out this year.
Yeah. Good.
You
two
are
wonderful to encourage each other, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I hope so.
I hope so.
I hope I'm encouraging.
We each bring strengths to the table.
Yeah.
And we play off of each other very nicely with that. So,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Hey, you're dealing with the people.
I am dealing with people.
I come and go.
You come and go. She comes and stays in the booth long enough so I can go to the bathroom.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, Annie is in the booth often, and when she's teaching, I am in the booth and I deal with people, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, and like if I have two classes in a day, it wears me out. So on those days, she gets it that I need to go take a nap during lunch or something, and then she's in the booth all day.
I'm in the booth all day, but it's fine.
You know what? You're both putting in 110%. So.
I think we are. Yeah, I think we are.
You know, and in Loveland, we're staying at the hotel where the thing is. So we have to. Oh, and you know what they have at that hotel is the Manager's Cocktail Hour.
Manager's Cocktail Hour.
That's right.
The best breakfast in the world.
And the best breakfast in the world. So
oh my God. My favorite breakfast, oatmeal and bacon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just pile up my plate bacon.
The Embassy Suites in Loveland, Colorado. So, after the show was over, because the show ends at 6, and the Manager's Cocktail Hour goes to like 6:30 or 7, I would pack up my stuff and run and have a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
And they had delicious homemade hummus, which is surprising. Because I remember the food.
It's just Embassy Suites.
And it was so funny because last year I was like, and I must get a bicycle. So we like arrived in Colorado. Because if I ride my bike, I don't have pay, you know?
Exactly.
So I like to take my bike whenever we're, you know, like when we were up in Foston, Minnesota, I rode my bike a lot. Okay, so I'm like, I'm going to do that in Colorado.
Yeah.
So I rented a bike, and we had to, like, go pick the damn bike up. And we
In Fort Collins.
But we had to be in Fort Collins anyway,
because
I was taping a couple TV things there.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then we went down to the hotel, and then there was, like, a blizzard.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
goodness. We didn't leave the hotel.
I didn't ride the bike once. Then it's like the day we have to go. I'm teaching. She has to take the bike back.
Oh,
I took
goodness.
The bike back to Fort Collins and picked up your pillow at
and
the
my
first
the
hotel.
Pillow that I left at the first hotel.
Oh.
I'm always leaving my damn pillow. I have this pillow that I love, and
oh.
I just leave
so
it all over the place.
Now it's easier that when I pack the trailer. Well, this new trailer is going to be cool because it's got wooden. It's not new. It's new to us.
Right.
It's got.
It's used, but it's ours. We don't
ours.
Have to return
we don't
it.
Have to return
yes, right.
So I can just park it in my yard and chain it to my garage and leave it set
mm-hmm.
up.
Great.
But
exactly.
It's got, like, we can bungee cord the. I got to get Tom Jackson on this, but we can bungee cord the grates up to, on the sides, and then what I can pack it so that I leave an aisle down the middle where we can kind of wheel her bike.
Yeah.
So
oh,
we can
perfect.
Bring her own bike.
Exactly. Because if I get a few miles in every day, I don't have any pain.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
you
and
just ride around that freaking parking lot at the.
That's what I'm
going to
do. I'm just going to ride around the freaking parking lot.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's huge. It's it goes all the way around, and then there's like this long driveway. Oh yeah, it'll
be
great.
Goodness.
If it wasn't a blizzard last year, I would have done that.
That's true.
I want to ride over and look at the prairie dogs.
Oh,
we need
fine.
To do
that.
Yeah,
that
was, yeah.
There's like this prairie dog area.
Yeah, it was
it's not like a zoo.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is like a, an
yeah,
area.
Yeah,
like
planes.
An area with prairie
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah,
no,
it's crazy.
It was gorgeous there.
It really was.
To go back.
The skies were amazing.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm finding myself very excited to go back.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'm trying to talk my son into skipping a few days of school so he can go.
<That's>
he can be our muscle and load and unload.
He can be the muscle, but then when I have to go to the bathroom, I can leave him in the booth by himself for 15 minutes.
Oh, funny.
So is there anything you would like to ask us?
Yes.
Gosh.
Decide what's my mob name.
Right, right.
Yeah, what's my...
Which I know has been
me.
Just
right.
dogging me for
Taylor.
Years.
I love it. I'm going to have to send that to my friend Craig.
What are some of the hottest trends you're seeing? Or what's exciting in knitting these days?
Speckled yarn.
Speckled yarn.
Speckled yarn.
Some are saying that's a hot trend. And I find it interesting. The people who are saying it's a hot trend are the people who are dyeing speckled yarn.
Speckled yarn.
So
oh,
we'll see. Yeah.
We have speckled yarn. We have Carol Pelletier.
Yeah, that's the
which
that's
is
very
our
popular.
Which is our very popular
yeah.
yellow speckle.
It's named after the character in The Walking Dead.
Carol, oh, sure.
Carol.
Yes.
Of
yes.
Carol and Daryl fame.
The baddest badass mom out
she's
there.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
She's a badass.
She can make jam and shoot it
and
off your head.
Me.
Oops, no, I don't want that.
gradients. Are definitely still a trend.
Okay.
That's one of our new colors. That's for our DK Yarn Club.
Yeah.
That's going to send out next month, and it's a speckled. It's based on a painting.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all of the yarn colors for our yarn club, the DK Yarn Club, are based on paintings.
Oh, that's lovely.
And
it's
so,
like a candy cane. I mean,
it's
like
it's,
a piece of candy.
I'll put this picture up on the when we do this blog post so people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's a nice color, and I think it's going to be very popular when we finally release it. To that,
I'm sure,
know,
yes.
Release
so how,
it from,
can you talk, like shop talk, can you talk about how you get a speckle into a yarn?
There are different ways you dye yarn.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of different techniques. Some people like use hot water baths. Some people steam it. Some people cook it. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Yeah.
And so we changed our dye about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had been using another
right.
dye, and so we switched. So I spent a lot of last year trying to catch up and recreate the colors that I already created. And I'm really happy with our new dye, and it's working beautifully. It comes in powder form.
Oh.
So I will mix up, like, a gallon of the colors that I use the most, and I'll just have that to pour into a bottle so I can squirt it sometimes, or
uh-huh.
I can use it in different areas. But then the powder itself, I'll get like things you use to shake Parmesan cheese.
Yes.
I'll get those, and I'll put some dye in that. And if you shake that, the powder dye, that's how you get speckled dye.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. And I have 10 skeins of bulky downstairs because I'm doing this hat class at Midwest Mountaineering. And when people come to the class, they each get a skein of yarn.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have to dye this yarn. I'm gonna take 10 skeins. I don't think I'm going to have more than 10 people in the class. I will be happy if I have two people in the class.
Oh, no.
But, you know, so I'm going to dye a bunch of yarn, you know, and it's always really good for me, something like this, because then I can take yarn. I can take, like, some greens and some blues and some purples and, you know, just lay it all out and see what people gravitate to.
Sure.
And that just helps me.
That's like your own little focus group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a focus group.
Yeah, I love
it. You know, we do it in our booth a lot.
We do it totally. And I'm sure we'll do it this time around, too, because we edit our colors and we look and we see what sells and what doesn't sell. And sometimes things I don't think are going to sell are a surprise hit.
Yes, exactly.
Which is wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Should we talk about Anoka?
Let's talk about Anoka. Let's tell Daniel about Anoka.
Yeah.
What's going on with Anoka?
I think
I need a cookie for this.
Oh, cookie. I want a cookie.
When I'd be dyeing something up and it didn't come out quite right, and it was usually a lovely thing, which is a very, very hard color to dye. And I have it down to a science now, and I get it right all the time. But at first,
oh my God,
lovely thing.
Good.
Thank you. I made them myself. They're like from scratch. They're gluten. It's with gluten-free flour. That's why they're so flat.
They're delicious. They're,
thank you.
It's like unleavened bread.
Why is this night different than all other nights?
Right.
So the thing about Anoka was, when I screwed up this color, we decided that every time I screwed up a color, we'd name it after a city in Minnesota.
No.
And just start with the A's, like Anoka, Bemidji, Chanhassen,
Duluth. It was like early on.
I love it.
Now,
if you ever
really
come to our booth and you see Bemidji, you'll be like,
know.
Because, I mean, the color was nice, but it wasn't what I was going for.
Right.
And we didn't want to, like, add another color so that we had to put it in the color palette.
Right.
You know, we just wanted to have something to take to shows and give it a name that we would know.
So have any
ourselves.
Of these, like, proven to be, I just dropped my cookie in there. That's gonna be a nice
little
soggy
bit. Sorry.
Have any of these proven to be super popular?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It would be nice to find a little
Dakota
super
Prairie.
Hit.
Dakota Prairie, but that wasn't a mistake.
No, that was
not really. Yeah, we did a special color for the shows that we were at last fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and called it Dakota Prairie because we were doing a lot of Dakota and Minnesota shows.
Oh, sure.
Happening on prairies.
Yeah.
So it was like prairie colors with golds and greens.
It was pretty.
Really a nice color. Mm-hmm. So we could probably do that again. That might be popular in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
That might be.
And then we're coming up with another color because it's the 30th anniversary of Yarnover.
We're
going to be at Yarnover this year again. So I'm going to come up with a color 30 Shades of Minnesota.
I love
it. So it's going to be a lot of Minnesota colors, you know.
Scandalous.
I know. Exactly. It will be very scandalous.
Oh, I love it.
This has been absolutely delightful.
Well, thank you,
and
guys.
You're our favorite male guest ever.
Well, I think, am I your only male guest ever?
Oh, you. You with the facts.
This has been fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're going to start calling you the abacus. That's going to be your... Oh, no, it's the Duchess.
The Duchess, that's right.
The Duchess.
But thank you. Now, this is just a totally side question, because you're like at least 10 years younger than I believe.
Perhaps.
So you did not grow up like I did watching Family Affair.
No, I didn't, but Mrs. Beasley, that's
right,
what you're thinking
exactly.
of, right?
Yes. Was your mother like the model for the Mrs. Beasley doll?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't even think I could recognize a Mrs. Beasley doll if you put it in front of me.
It looked like a grandmother with glasses. It was the weirdest doll.
Yes.
It was not a fashion doll. It was like
a grandmother doll. It was like
a grandmother doll. Yeah.
Right.
And if you pull, some of them, you pull the string and they talked.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a beatnik doll. You pull the string, it would go, scoot it up, scoot it up, scoot it up. And you'd pull the string, and it would go, I'm hip.
I was telling
someone about it, and they didn't believe me, so I had to look it up on YouTube. And if you look it up, they have, you know, you pull the string, and they had, like, blonde hippie dolls and the black-haired ones. I had the black-haired hippie doll. And I inherited from my cousin, who's 10, was 8 years older than I. So that was, I'm hip. Love that doll. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you guys. And the tea was lovely.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Modenit Yarn Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it.
The music in the show is Manchester Mystery by Brett Van Donsel, used with Creative Commons license. Sign up at iTunes to hear all of our podcasts, and you can visit our website at www.modeknityarn.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter, all using modeknityarn. Copyright 2016.